A ministry leader wins a small court battle in India. Serbia pushes through a controversial religion law. And education provides outreach support in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The founder of Hope Givers International, M.A. Thomas, has won a small victory in India's Supreme Court. He's been in hiding ever since his son Samuel was arrested on trumped-up charges of inciting communal disharmony. Hope Givers has been fighting the war against M.A. through the court system, says the agency's chief operating officer, Michael Glenn.
We did get his case up to the Supreme Court level, and that's been one of our problems in getting things bogged down in the lower area where these people in Rajasthan had more tighter control. So we do rejoice that we've had been granted relief from his outstanding arrest warrant.
Samuel Thomas's case has been stalled in the lower courts. Despite this, Glenn says Thomas and the others have been a beacon.
It's like reading a New Testament verse. They're using their metal utensils for eating, and they're using them as drums and singing songs and rejoicing to the Lord. So I know that God is using that even in a mighty way within the prison system.
Hope Givers is still raising money for the Legal Defense Fund. Meanwhile, Serbia's National Assembly rushed a controversial religion law through Parliament last week that has Christians concerned. According to Forum 18, the law favors the Serbian Orthodox Church at the expense of other faiths. It also complicates state registration and may cause trouble for similarly named churches and denominations. Some church leaders believe the law will deepen the gulf between religious communities, but it's unclear how this law will affect ministry. You're listening to Mission Network News. The U.S. State Department reports in 2005, American families adopted from China more than from any other country, giving homes to nearly 8,000 Chinese orphans. Since 1999, Buckner Orphan Care International has helped only families in Texas with adoptions from China. Now they're serving all 50 United States. They're excited about the possibilities for helping connect more Christian families with orphan children who need homes where they can experience the love of Christ. Meanwhile, Guinea-Bissau is a place of intense spiritual battles. When animistic religious leaders placed a curse on Christian work there, their plan backfired. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says the power of truth has made people much more responsive to the gospel.
When the Holy Spirit and power is demonstrated in this kind of a situation, it definitely has a serious impact and increases the credibility of Christianity in that arena.
Smith says that credibility benefits Wycliffe's mission.
Our particular focus, as always, is on getting the gospel translated into those local languages. And one of the trends that we're seeing in that particular area is that the national church and people in those churches have a much greater increase in interest right now in seeing the gospel translated into their own languages. And so that particular aspect of the work is moving forward pretty dramatically.
Wycliffe needs people to serve on short-term teams to support nationals in their translation work. Go to our website for information. And since 1957, Ghana has made significant strides toward educating her people. While much of the education landscape is geared toward children, there is a concerted effort to helping the adults. Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan, calling from their institute in Ghana, says their work brings opportunity to the people and a hope for their future.
Basically, in the classes, we share leadership principles from the Bible, principles such as integrity, accountability, communications, relationship with their employees, employers, or pastors, and the responsibilities in the church.
Brennan says the Oasis International Training Center serves as a support mechanism for community ministry.
We see our role as more teaching and follow-up work after the evangelism is already done. So we can work hand-in-hand with the local pastors, and I think that's a big plus for them as well.
More details on the center can be found at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.